As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Oh, yeah, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a show-me showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, and welcome to our Thursday, October the 28th, 2010, two-hour broadcast to become vocal local. Yeah, we come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Lots of material today. I don't know about news, hard facts, or solutions, but I've got a lot of stuff to discuss this morning. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can log on, bookmark, becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion, or you can pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at area code 512-904-8014 to join me live on air from around America and around the world. You can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. That's bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access, listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647, the land of tyranny right here in southwest Missouri. P.O. Box 96, Exeter, Mo. 65647. A big shout out again this morning to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri. Sam and Trish. Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York. Good morning, Jimmy X. 94.3 Elgin, Texas. 1610 AM, Lompoc, California. And AM 1710, Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. Cutting edge technology on Facebook, live streaming audio. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting. Become vocal local to your local listening audiences. Our calling number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. Your calls are welcome. Precious metals treading water and building strong support for moves higher. Yep, that's happening. Midterm elections 5 days away. Bloomberg announces the election results, however. Boner on deck for speaker, liberty, fraternity, equality. We'll go to all those places today. Of course, we'll take your calls throughout the broadcast. All of our contact information can be found at becomevocallocal.com. Our chat room is right there on the front page. Just click on that, dive into the chat, and join the conversation. Active trading this morning out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Found gold up $10.80 at $1,335.80 an ounce. That's up $10.80 at $13.3580. Silver up 22 cents at $23.78, closing in on that $24 peg again. Platinum up $9 this morning, $1,684 a troy ounce. Palladium up $9 as well at $623 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market, $1,322.20 for a low, $1,338.40 for a high, $16.20 spread in there. But at $13.3580, which is up about $6 from where we opened yesterday, your gold is up year to year $308.10 an ounce for a 29.98% return on your investment. And RM, that precious noble metal, the London Gold Fix this morning, the London Bullion Market Association, the price fixers in London ran up their little flags, dinged the bell, and set the price at $1,326.50, and gold went straight up from there. The SPDR gold shares this morning claim to be holding 1,298.27 metric tons in their treasure chest, valued on the street as they are at $55.3 billion. We'll be right back.
A the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offenses against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Recently published long-term studies have added to concerns that cell phone radiation may be linked to various human health effects. Mobile phone radiation heats the side of the head and thermoelectrically interacts with the brain. Bluetooth devices and unshielded headsets convert the user's head into an effective, potentially self-harming antenna. Pong is the first scientifically proven radiation form-fitting case that protects your iPhone and latest BlackBerry models from the rigors of heavy-duty use. Pong uses a patent physics-based solution to redirect the flow of this energy. Pong also reduces intense EFI hotspot radiation by over 85%. Pong's special silicone formula guarantees that your phone maintains full signal strength and battery life. Pong is certified by FCC-accredited test agencies to reduce cell phone radiation using the SAR analysis method. To get yours today, go to the OracleBroadcasting.com website and click on the banner in the center of the page that says Reduce Radiation Now.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we are back once again on our Thursday, October the 28th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Of course, my name is William Roberts. Let's go back into our market report for this morning. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Again, found gold trading up about $6 from where it was opened yesterday. But it's up $10.80 this morning at $1,335.80 an ounce. Silver up 22 cents at $23.78. Platinum up $9 at $16.84. Palladium up $9 at $623. The lows and the highs again in the gold spot market, $13.22.20 for a low, $13.38.40 for a high. Fairly good spread working there this morning, but you're up $308.10 year to year in your gold possession at 29.98% return on your investment. The Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday closed off 43 at 11,126. The NASDAQ closed up 6 at 24,503. And the S&P Standard Nosa, very poor 500 industrials there, off 3 at 1,182. The crude oil this morning up 59 cents a barrel at $82.53 for each of those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude delivered as they are in Oklahoma. The U.S. dollar index, you can find out about that trade-weighted basket of currencies for yourself on the Intercontinental Exchange Inc.'s website, theice.com, moving down 52 basis points and stands at 77.55 as of 1 hour ago. That impacts the Forex, the foreign exchange markets, where we find the Canadian loonie up 31 basis points this morning exchanging against the U.S. dollar at 97 cents, the Mexican peso up 63 basis points, yet still at 8 cents a pop, the euro up 77 basis points, regaining a little ground lost yesterday, exchanges against the dollar at $1.39, the British pound moves up very strongly, continuing its upward trend, up 92 basis points at $1.59 U.S., and the Swiss franc up 43 basis points, yet still just grasping, hanging on, trying to stay above a dollar at parity with the U.S. dollar, $1.01 for a Swiss franc. The bond market this morning, the two-year yield, is at 0.38%. That bonded indebtedness, the 10-year treasuries, are yielding 2.69%, the 30 at 4.05. We see that reflected in the mortgage market this morning, the 15-year. Fixed-rate mortgages moved down from 3.79%, luring and enticing the buyers into the marketplace for loans, moving down from 3.79 to 3.68 this morning. The 30-year fixed-rate mortgages moved down from 4.33% a month ago to 4.30. The prime rate, of course, stands at 3.25%, and your gold-to-silver ratio is 56.17 ounces of silver for every ounce of gold. Econo Day this morning, the big news for Thursday, jobless claims. It's out now, and so let's go right to that. The jobless claims. Hang on to your hats, folks. The recovery's over. Everybody can relax. Let's all go sailing, right? The new claims level, well, their consensus was 455,000. The range was from 440 to 460. And guess what? It came in below the low estimate. It came in actual at 434,000 new claims, all right? Just write it down. You know, don't put it in ink. Put it in pencil so you can erase it. It'll be changed next week. Claims data offer rare good news on the labor market. We're only five days away from the elections. You got to know it. Claims data offer rare good news on the labor market. I wonder how much they had to pay Econo Day. Maybe Barry was over there sharing a little of his $4.6 million from his presidential treasure chest with the boys at Econo Day to write this article this morning. Anyway, they'll come out with the real numbers next week. Claims data offer rare good news on the labor market as initial claims fell steeply to 434,000 people unemployed, filing their very first claim. Or maybe a repeating claim. Maybe they've just been back and back and back like the revolving door. 434,000 people filing their initial jobless claim is not good news, but they're painting it that way in an October 23rd week that isn't skewed by special factors. That's right. These numbers are going to be set in stone. These are not skewed by special factors. The level is the lowest since July, as the four-week average of 453,250. Given that July's data were distorted by adjustment problems tied to auto retooling, the latest batch of data is perhaps the best so far of the recovery. You gotta know, they're fudging the books. Continuing claims for the October 16th week fell 122,000 to a two-year low of 4.356 million people. Man, we're doing great, huh? Recovery. Only 4.356 million people filing continuing claims for the October 16th week. The four-week average of the 4.447 million is down 39,000. The unemployment rate for insured workers slipped one-tenth to 3.5%. Emergency claims and those on extended benefits are also down. So the well is drying up. Fewer and fewer people are able to extend their claims. They've come to the end of the rope. They've only been on the dole for 2 years or more, some of them. And now they're going to have to work for a living. Markets are showing very little reaction to the results, at least initially. And why should they pay any concern for them? These numbers are changed every week. Yet the results will lift estimates for the October payroll growth. The October employment report will be posted a week from Friday. Well, there you go. There's that one. Let's move right through the news basket. I've got a whole bunch of other information I really want to get to, so we won't go too far with these huge articles that are posted up on Bloomberg this morning. The Feds ask dealers to estimate size, impact of debt purchases. This by Rebecca Christie and Craig Torres, writing for Bloomberg. The Federal Reserve asked bond dealers and investors for projections of central bank asset purchases over the next 6 months, along with the likely effect on yields, as it seeks to gauge the possible impact of new efforts to spur growth. Spurring it on. They're in the saddle. They're raking your flanks with their little silver spurs. The New York Fed survey, obtained by Bloomberg, asks about expectations for the initial size of any program of debt purchases and the time over which it would be completed. It also asks firms how often they anticipate the Fed will reevaluate the program and to estimate its ultimate size. This is QE2, okay? They're looking at how much should we put into the market. Should we put in $1 trillion, $500 billion, $250 billion? Or no dollars. If they buy too much, I think there's a real chance that rates are going to rise because people are worried about inflation, said Stephen Stanley, the chief economist at Pierpoint Securities LLC in Stamford, Connecticut. Quote, if they don't buy much, they're not going to have a market impact. Okay. In other words, it's still stuck and stupid with Keynesian economics. You know, let's just try and spend our way into prosperity. Well, investors concerned, quote, what the market wants to hear is that the Fed is going to buy $1 trillion. Yeah, good boy, they're going to buy $1 trillion of treasuries, said Joseph Lavorgna. It's kind of like bologna with an R thrown in it. You pronounce it. Chief U.S. economist at Deutsche Bank Securities, Inc. You call him Deutsche Bank, too, in New York. Well, concerns that it might be less is causing investors to worry about how deep and broad this program is going to be. We'll be right back.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Thomas Jefferson said, paper is poverty, is only the ghost of money and not money itself. Well, here we are in 2010, and we know that all too well. We're in a global recession. The whole world is going for gold to back up their wealth. The only question is, where do you get your gold or precious metals? Forget the banks, forget Wall Street. Don't call a stranger or a fly-by-night gold broker. Get your gold from my guys that I trust at Wholesale Direct Metals. They have a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau and zero complaints by their customers. Wholesale Direct Metals also tries to beat everyone to your door by offering the best prices. Your gold is at your door quick and easy. Call Wholesale Direct Metals right now for free information. 800-806-6936. That's 800-806-6936. 800-806-6936. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Self-expression through creative art is often one of the best forms of therapy. The act of creating, whether by painting, drawing, writing, or performing, allows many people to have an outlet for their talents or discover a new one that they can use to express their emotions when they don't know where else to find support. Empower Yourself is a new online community that allows people struggling with addiction, health issues, parenting, relationships, and more to find support through creative and expressive means. At Empower Yourself, you can share your problems and your creativity with like-minded people. Let Empower Yourself help you grow as an an artist, writer, or performer, and at the same time, grow as a person. You can showcase your creations, discuss books, poetry, prose, movies, theater, and find and offer solutions and suggestions for health issues affecting the body and mind. Visit us at empoweryourself.myfreeforum.org. That's empoweryourself.myfreeforum.org. Empower yourself, empowering individuals to take control of their own lives.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
So the New York Fed is out beating the brush, trying to get people to pony up with some ideas as to how much more money they should go into debt. This continues. They had a poll out there. Treasury officials say they want to avoid any disruption of the $8.5 trillion market in the U.S. government debt, the world's most liquid, as the Fed weighs restarting large-scale asset purchases. The Treasury also doesn't want to give any impression to investors, particularly those based overseas, that it might be coordinating with the Fed to finance the national debt. Yeah, there's some strategy going on here. Treasury debt management decisions are designed to deliver the lowest cost of borrowing over time and are entirely independent from monetary policy decisions made by the Federal Reserve, close quote, Mary Miller said. If you can believe that, the Treasury is scheduled to hold its quarterly meetings with bond dealers tomorrow ahead of the department's November 3rd refunding announcement. And it continues and it continues and it continues and it doesn't get better. It just gets worse. Here we are, 5 days away from the election. Republicans win House, get no mandate in poll favoring Clinton. So Bloomberg is already announcing the media's consensus on the outcome of the election. Don't even bother voting, folks. It's rigged. It's the cake is baked, right? Well, this is by John McCormick and Heidi Prisbyla, writing for Bloomberg. Republicans are poised to retake the U.S. House next week without a mandate from voters to carry out their policies, a Bloomberg national poll shows. No, we don't care. You know, just give the people the idea or the impression that they can vote the rascals out and to hell with their policies, right? The minority party, whose supporters, actually there's more minorities in the Democratic Party than there are in the Republican Party, but we'll give the writers the tip of the hat on that one. The minority party, whose supporters are more motivated and enthusiastic, leads 47% to 44%. Oh, it's going to be a cliffhanger. You want to stay up and watch the returns. Watch all the advertisements. Eat your popcorn and your Hot Pockets when likely voters are asked how they plan to vote in their congressional election, according to the poll conducted on the 24th through the 26th of October. The margin is wide enough that if it holds over the next 5 days, it would likely give Republicans the next 39-seat gain, the net 39-seat gain needed to capture the House. Left, right, left, right. Republicans. It's an established two-party political system, folks. At the same time, voters either are divided about or opposed to the policies and approach that Republicans have said they would offer once in control. Now, you've heard us go through all of this before when we studied political science, right out of the college textbooks, months and months ago, as I was encouraging everyone to get active right where they are, locally, in starting their local voting precinct groups and running for office as county committee men and county committee women so we could overtake these parties and overthrow them and vote them out of existence, but that didn't seem to catch on. Oh, no. Anyway, at the same time, voters either are divided about or opposed to the policies and approach that Republicans have said they would offer once in control. That's what political parties are all about. Their sole purpose is to gain proximity to or complete control of the reins of power and government in nations. It's an ongoing revolution. It's a continuous overthrow. It never ceases. to amaze me why people don't see that. President Barry, the usurper's campaigning isn't helping the Democrats. In fact, they've taken up donations. They've asked him to go on a vacation, do something, get out of here. The polls show, with the majority saying it makes no difference. Almost one-fourth saying his efforts on behalf of the party actually make them more likely to vote Republican. Another Democrat, former president, what's under the table, Bill? Billy Clinton may be helping as he outscores other politicians. Bill Clinton has been outscoring other politicians for many years, to the chagrin of Hillary, on popularity by a wide margin. Quote, the Democrats are not in an enviable position going in, but if Republicans are victorious, they can't afford to just sit still, said Ann Seltzer, president of Seltzer & Company, a Des Moines, Iowa-based firm that conducted the nationwide survey. Quote, there is an expectation that if you change the captains of the ship, things will go in a better direction. Well, if it happens to be titled the Titanic, it wouldn't make any difference how many different captains are appointed. It's still going to the bottom. Anti-Washington wave, we don't need to go any further. This one's cooked in the, baked in the cake, folks. Boner's blue-collar roots frame possible next U.S. House Speaker's views. All right? Possible? I know. I think the Pope picked this one out. Oh, so we're going to go from Jews to Catholics and Catholics to Jews and Catholics to Jews and Jews to Catholics, just like we do in the Supreme Court. Maybe the Ku Klux Klan or the Ku Klux had it right. We need to rein in these Catholics and Jews before they took the country over. But anyway, that's how it's going. John Boehner, the Ohio congressman poised to be speaker if Republicans capture the U.S. House in the November 2nd elections, pumped gas, mopped floors, and tended his family's bar to pull himself up from the blue-collar roots to success in business and politics. Ah, it's another success story, kind of like Barry the Usurper, all right? He's the minority leader, John Boehner. Quote, I've had every rotten job there ever was, close quote, and was, quote, grateful to have every single one. The House Republican leader told supporters at a rally this month in Westchester, near his home, about 25 miles north of Cincinnati. Just never lose track of the fact that Eric Cantor is in the background, right behind the Boehner. Boehner and Cantor, and Cantor and Boehner. Boehner, 60, the second of 12 children in a family of Roman Catholic Democrats. No population control reduction agenda going in their household, put himself through college in 7 years and became a millionaire businessman. He uses his life story to urge voters to stop Barry the Usurper's job-killing agenda by electing Republicans who he says will cut federal spending, extend tax cuts, repeal the Democrats' health care law, and create a more business-friendly environment. Like the article on Bloomberg about Boehner this morning. Whether you push a mop, run a backhoe, lay shingles, or tend bar, quote, Americans, quote, take pride in our work, Boehner said at the Westchester rally. The midterm elections are about one issue, jobs. That were promised by the current administration but never delivered, he said. The values of hard work, gonna be hard work, it's hard work. That's what Bush used to say, hard work. And self-reliance, my the Boehner's been listening to Become Vocal Local. He's getting it. He's getting it. He's using the word. Yeah, self-reliance are the source of Boehner's political philosophy of getting government out of the way of entrepreneurs. See, we've been talking about getting out of the job mentality, getting out of the workers' mentality, boning up, finding a little bit of self-reliance inside of yourself. You don't want a job. You want to be an entrepreneur. And he's saying all the right things here. He's got to be a fan. He says his experience in running a small business shaped his view that politicians have, quote, no understanding of the private sector. And I'd have to say amen to that, Mr. Boehner. Still unknown, Boehner has worked largely behind the scenes with a tactical sense for organizing the House Republican caucus. Where did he get that tactical sense? Maybe he learned it from the Jesuits. Spent enough time in their company. We'll find out more about that. I don't know whether this guy has got any deep roots to the Vatican or not. Imagine he does. Many Americans haven't formed an opinion of him. A Bloomberg poll this month showed. And I can guarantee you the black Pope has already formed an opinion. We'll be right back.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Angels Don't Play This Harp is the definitive work on the harp system written by Dr. Nick Bagage. This book provides indispensable data on this exotic technology. The U.S. military is using the harp system to manipulate the electrojet, a river of electricity that flows thousands of miles through the sky. The electrojet has become a vibrating artificial antenna for sending electromagnetic radiation raining down on the Earth. The powers controlling the harp system can use this technology to communicate globally. The harp controllers can manipulate the weather. It's believed harp can be used for particle beam weaponry, but most ominously, harp can electronically manipulate human behavior over great distances. You need to know what harp is because it's already being used on you. Angel, Don't Play This Harp is $18.95 postpaid. To receive your copy, send $18.95 to Christian Media, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530. Again, that's $18.95 to Christian Media, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzy noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to teamspeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is teamspeak.cc, your total voice over IP solutions provider. teamspeak.cc.
Take Cartivite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartivite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartivite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartivite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartivite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartivite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so if you think that the boner is just another new face in Congress, guess again. First elected to Congress representing the southwestern Ohio's 8th District in 1990. Is named majority leader in 2006 after Democrats took control of the House in that year's elections. He became the minority leader. Democrats say that even though Boner comes from humble roots, as a congressman, he has become a protector of wealthy interests and is cozy with business lobbyists. They cite his opposition to a proposal to require corporations, unions, and trade associations to disclose their political contributions and donors for such spending, blah, blah, blah. Boner is the guy that was huddling with all the lobbyists from Wall Street to try to defeat the financial regulatory overhaul enacted this year. Representative Chris Van Hollen of Maryland told reporters at an October 21st breakfast, sponsored by the Christian Science Monitor. Van Hollen is chairman of the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee. Humble beginnings. Boner grew up in a two-bedroom house in Reading, a town near Cincinnati. until they added more rooms to their home. His parents, Earl and Mary Ann, slept on a pull-out couch. That was mine, by the way. We had five little ones, boys and girls, and my parents slept in the living room on a pull-out couch. A few miles away is Andy's Cafe, the family-owned tavern in Carthage. Boner and his older brother Bob Boner, yeah, my name's Bob, I'm a boner, long line of boners here, starting sorted bottles in the tavern when they were 8 or 9 years old. I'm sure they were. Probably started seeing if there was any leftovers in the bottles, too. Soon they were mopping the floors, washing the windows on Saturday, the lawnmaker's brother said. Our parents taught us to work hard and be successful, Bob Boner said. That's what he has done all his life. Boner played football at all-boys Archbishop Moeller High School under Gary Faust, later the head coach of the University of Notre Dame. Oh, boy, here we go. I can hear it now. They got Jesuits crawling around, those black robe fellas. Quote, showed you how to dedicate yourself to something you believed in, said teammate Jerry Vanden Einden. Jerry Vanden Einden. That's why they called him Jerry, I can tell. Team player Faust said in an interview that he remembers Boner as a team player. Didn't care who got the credit. As House Republican leader, Boner operates more in the team concept than a captain concept. So on and so forth. Visits to the homes of more prosperous classmates led Boner to decide that, quote, if I work hard and do it right, I could have my own bedroom, my own country club membership. You got both those now. Lives in a gated community. Said Richard Slagle, the former chief lobbyist for AK Steel Holding Company, who helped launch the lawmaker's political career, AK Steel Holding Corporation. To put himself through, hang on to your hats, folks, all you conspiracy theorists, to help put himself through Xavier University, you know, St. Francis Xavier, the co-founder of the Jesuit order, you know, Francis Xavier, Isidore Auguste François Xavier Comte, lots of them Xaviers around. To put himself through Xavier University in Cincinnati, Boner had held a series of jobs. Quote, that's what we had to do because our parents didn't have an extra money, said Boner's sister Linda Meineke, 51, the daytime bartender at Andy's for 21 years, who now lives in the family home. So his sister Linda got married, stayed at home. She still runs the bar. She said Boner inherited his father's gregarious nature and his mother's sharp tongue. Quote, my dad got along great with everybody because of, quote, how he spoke to people, not the words he used, Meineke said. Mrs. Boner pretty much spoke her mind. John has that, too, she said. Night janitor. Boner met his wife, Debbie, at the Merrill Dow Pharmaceuticals, Inc., now part of the Sanofi Aventis S.A. He worked at the drug manufacturer during college, starting as a night janitor, and she was a secretary. They were married in 1973 and have two grown daughters, Tricia and Lindsay. After he graduated from Xavier with a business degree, Boner joined New Site Sales, which sold packaging materials to Ohio manufacturers, eventually becoming its president and purchasing the company. This guy moves up, takes over. That's what he does. Boner's 2010 congressional financial disclosure valued his holdings at as much as $6.6 million. His, quote, experience with the small businessmen's problems, quote, put him on a mission, quote, to get government out of business. That sounds pretty good there, Boner. I like that. When he was elected a state legislator in 1984, said Adam Christo Sr. Adam Christo. A retired home builder and longtime supporter. Safe seat. Boner's congressional seat is considered so safe that his Democratic challenger this year, Justin Cousseau, said he couldn't even get a meeting with a Democratic strategist in Washington to seek financial help from the party. And this guy's baked in the cake, right? In 2008, Boner was reelected with 68% of the district's vote, outpolling Republican presidential nominee John McCain of Arizona, who took 61% in his district. When he isn't in Washington or traveling to raise money for Republican candidates, Boner lives near a golf course in Wetherington, a gated residential community in a country club in Westchester. Cousseau calls Boner's residence a metaphor for his transformation from a working-class kid to a political power broker who hobnobs with the corporate lobbyists on the golf course. Quote, he couldn't be more out of touch with the real people that live here, close quote, Cousseau said. Boner plays golf with lobbyists and other potential donors at places like the Ritz-Carlton Golf Resort in Naples, Florida, where his Freedom Project, Freedom Project Political Action Committee, held two golf-related fundraisers in the last 2 years. When Congress isn't meeting, Boner travels to raise money, more than $42 million at 152 political events this year, according to the National Republican Congressional Committee. This leaves little time to get home. Relatives and old friends say they see him infrequently. Jerry Boner, 45, who helps manage his father-in-law's grocery and catering business in Reading, says he sees his older brother three or perhaps four times a year at political events. Usually, I get about a five-minute window, Boner said in an interview in his office behind the store, quote, "You got all this stuff racing through your head you want to say to him," quote, he said, "but you need to get time. You need some time to get it out. And sometimes you don't have that time." Debbie Boner, who sells real estate in Westchester, said she seldom travels on the campaign trail with her husband. Quote, "He does his thing, and I kind of do mine," close quote, she said after the rally in Westchester. Quote, "He's so busy working for candidates," quote, "to try to get back into the majority." Seems like Debbie Boner has been put on a shelf, huh? If polls are correct, Republicans will gain more than 39 net seats they need to take control of the House. Contract with America in 94, Boner was an architect of his party's contract with America. He was an architect. He's a great architect. He's a master builder. Jesuit trained, too. Legislative agenda that helped the Republicans win control of the House in that year's election. That's back in 1994. Boner became the chairman of the House Republican Conference under Speaker Newt Gingrich of Georgia. I hope that's metaphorically speaking. I certainly hope he wasn't really under Newt Gingrich of Georgia. The next year, he drew complaints from colleagues for handing out contribution checks to members on the House floor from lobbyists for Brown and Williamson Tobacco Company. All right, handing out contribution checks. Quote, "It's not a violation of House rules," quote, "yet," quote, "it's bad practice." Going around, "Hey, here's your check, man. Thanks for the vote. Here's your check, Tommy. Hey, thanks for the vote. Hey, Tom, here's your check. Nice. Hey, thanks for the vote." Brown and Williamson, tobacco company, buying votes in Congress. Boner passing out the checks on the floor of the House. He was exiled from the leadership after being on the fringe of a failed 1997 plot to remove Gingrich as a speaker. Boner focused on legislation as member of the House Education Committee, became the panel's chairman. When Jorge Bush pushed his Leave No Child Left Behind education agenda, Boner worked with the panel's ranking Democrat George Miller of California and Democratic Senator Ed Kennedy of Massachusetts to craft bipartisan legislation. Left, right. Well, anyway. Another article. Keep your eyes on the Boner. I'm sure he'll pop up everywhere. Margaret Cronin Fisk, writing for Bloomberg, banks want to sit down with states to discuss foreclosures. All right. Bankers want to come to the table. Let's sit down and talk to these attorney generals. We've got a real problem here. A 50-state tax task force investigating, task force, that's a military term, by the way. A 50-state task force investigating U.S. foreclosure practices may meet with lenders as early as this week. Less than a month after J.P. Morgan Chase and Company and the Bank of America Corporation suspended home seizures. Quote, "We've had several conference calls with major lenders," Colorado Attorney General John Southers said in an interview, declining to specify which ones. Quote, "The banks want to sit down with the attorney generals. Hey, let's sit down. Let's have a meeting. We should have a meeting. Let's sit down. You know, we got a little cafe over here, Boner's Cafe. It's called Andy's. Let's meet over there, man, at 10 o'clock in the morning." No, don't wear the coat, man. You won't need it. We'll be right back.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Recently published long-term studies have added to concerns that cell phone radiation may be linked to various human health effects. Mobile phone radiation heats the side of the head and thermoelectrically interacts with the brain. Bluetooth devices and unshielded headsets convert the user's head into an effective, potentially self-harming antenna. Pong is the first scientifically proven radiation form-fitting case that protects your iPhone and latest BlackBerry models from the rigors of heavy-duty use. Pong uses a patent physics-based solution to redirect the flow of this energy. Pong also reduces intense EFI hotspot radiation by over 85%. Pong's special silicone formula guarantees that your phone maintains full signal strength and battery life. Pong is certified by FCC-accredited test agencies to reduce cell phone radiation using the SAR analysis method. To get yours today, go to the OracleBroadcasting.com website and click on the banner in the center of the page that says Reduce Radiation Now.
This is Jack Blood, your radio gun. You're listening to Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of tyranny-smashing, cutting-edge talk radio.
So we can find that the bankers and the attorney generals from the various states are all getting together. They know they got a real problem here, folks. They're under a lot of scrutiny. We're not going to give them any space either. But I have noticed that Ally Financial Inc.'s GMAC mortgage unit is now advertising with banner ads and floating ads and blinking ads and all kinds of ads on the homepage of Bloomberg. Okay, trying to build up a kind of a comfortable face on them. Painting a happy face on Ally, or Ally, A-L-L-Y. Can we buy a vowel here? Anyway, at least 17 states, including Colorado, are conducting separate investigations to determine whether state laws were broken. Some began investigations months before a coordinated nationwide probe was announced. Of course, you go back to the Grahams, if you go back to the securitization, go back into the 1980s, you start tracking the beginnings of all this there. Here's a quote, an attorney general will always have the responsibility to deal with their own state laws and statutes that they think might be violated, close quote, said James E. Turney. James E. Turney, boy, it's no wonder he became an attorney. Director of Columbia Law School's National State Attorney's General Program in New York, James E. Turney. If, quote, if the target, when you grow up, James, what do you want to be? Well, I think I'll be attorney. Well, you already are one. Well, be one. Okay, I will be one. And then he's the director of Columbia's Law School, National State Attorney General's Program in New York. Quote, if the target of the investigation may have done the same thing in several states, then it becomes cost-effective and more efficient to work with colleagues in several states. State laws? Each state has its own foreclosure laws, and the lender's behavior may have differed from state to state or even county to county, which makes reaching a global settlement difficult. A global settlement, now they're starting to use the right terminology, Tierney said, quote, our ability to act on behalf of consumers depends in part on the intricacies of state law, close quote, said Janet Mills, Maine's attorney general, quote, it is important for the AGs to share what they find out with each other, to monitor what is happening in other states, including the responses from financial entities, close quote, she wrote in an email yesterday. Colorado's Southers said it's too early to speculate how the probes will end. How the probes will end. I mean, probing some bankers. Quote, we are cooperating with the attorney generals on their inquiries. Gina Proia, a spokeswoman for Detroit-based Ally, said in a phone interview yesterday she declined to comment on any specifics or any possible meetings with the attorney general. And the article continues. It's huge. 50-state investigation is not seeking a nationwide moratorium on all foreclosures, said Washington Attorney General Rob McKenna, who is also on the task force executive committee. Quote, at the same time, foreclosures done improperly have to be corrected. It's not permissible to violate state law to expedite a foreclosure. Close quote. Be corrected? How about prosecuted? How about prosecuted, Ms. McKenna, for fraud? Right? Well, that's the way that goes. Here's a little bit more from Bloomberg. We're going to go into some other more interesting stuff in a moment. Gates family battles Ballmer Bezos over Washington income tax proposal. Battles Ballmer and Bezos. My God. A battle over a proposed Washington state income tax is pitting Microsoft Corporation co-founder Bill Gates, the richest American, against some of his fellow billionaires. Gates and his father, Bill Gates Sr., support an initiative to tax the wealthiest 1.2% of state residents, which would raise $2 billion a year for education and health care programs, shrunk by budget cuts. The state now collects no personal income taxes. It's probably one of the greatest things about living in the state of Washington. No personal property taxes either. The proposal has drawn criticism from Microsoft and other large state employers, while billionaires, including Microsoft Chief Executive Officer Steve Ballmer, Amazon.com Inc.'s founder Jeff Bezos, and wireless entrepreneur Greg McCaw are all funding a $6.3 million campaign to defeat it. Opponents say a tax will make it harder to lure businesses to the state, and that the levy will be eventually expanded to other income levels. This is a Trojan horse. Good morning, Vicky. Another Trojan triangle. This is a Trojan horse for going after an income tax on the middle class, close quote, said Ken Fisher, 59 years old, the billionaire CEO of Fisher Investments, Inc. in Woodside, California. About 325 of the fund manager's 1,200 employees are based in Vancouver, Washington. Fisher previously said he may move the firm's headquarters to Washington or to another state without an income tax. He said the decision hinges in part on how Washington voters respond to the ballot proposal known as Initiative 1098. Well, there's a lot more to that. There'll be other things on the ballot, too, besides candidates. Here in Missouri, we have several very important initiatives, propositions on the ballot. One, I think, is even a constitutional amendment, but there are other things on the ballots than these corporate figures that make up the government in Washington. There are also local candidates on the ballot, too. Look forward to that. Last article this morning, Whitman, California governor bid is imperiled by the eroding capital L Latino voter support. All right. Whitman, California governor bid imperiled by an eroding Latino voter support. Now, that'd be Hispanic. That'd be a capital H Hispanic, though, wouldn't it? And it's a capital L Latino, too, of course. But it's always lowercase W white, and ever since Martin Luther King and all the rest of them, it's lowercase B black, right? So we lose our status. And the Latinos and the Hispanics, now Trump has 10-1. Meg Whitman wanted to portray a new Republican face to Latino voters. Then controversy erupted over the undocumented maid she fired, marring her outreach in the California governor race. We're talking about just a couple of days now before the election, and now we're finally starting to see some kind of coverage of the individual races, some of the critical ones. She tries to be tough on undocumented people, then all of a sudden she has a work relationship with an undocumented. Heinrich Reichbinder, editorial page editor of La Opinion, the largest Spanish language or U.S. newspaper, said in a telephone interview, quote, it could damage her with some Latino voters. No. There is that option. Whitman's own polling showed she, quote, took a hit, and spokesman Hector Barajas, one of the six Hispanics, that's capital H Hispanic here, in senior staff positions on her team, she trailed Brown by 20 points among Latinos, according to an October 22nd campaign memo. Surveys by Field Research Corporation Public Policy Institute of California showed her deficit last month was in the single digits. Latinos account for 18% of likely voters, according to the Institute. This season, they may be motivated by neighboring Arizona's passage of an anti-immigration law, said Gary Jacobson, a political science professor at the University of California, San Diego, before a court blocked the provision. The Tea Party-backed statute required police officers to determine the immigration status of people they questioned, blah, blah, blah. Latinos make up a key voting group in California, in part because of their relative youth, they said Mark Baldessari, CEO of San Francisco-based Public Policy Institute. Hard to know how to pronounce these names. Lifelong voting patterns haven't been established yet, so the candidates feel there's a chance to get their support. Then it goes on. Likely two-thirds of the Latino voters are Democrats or communists. A two-third proportion also identifies as middle of the road or conservative, Institute data shows. Then they could be that, too. That allows Republicans and Whitman to counter the small GOP registration with values appeals. Values appeals. Spanish language ads. Well, they just go on and on and on. You know, she's got a real tough road to hoe out there. We know where Jerry Brown comes from. You know which side of the bread he got buttered. Did a rather interesting thing yesterday. I'd love to do. Have to just set books aside from time to time and do what I really like to do, which is to sit down and read encyclopedias. Isn't that a peculiar thing to do? But it's kind of a lot of fun, actually. You just kind of go in and start in on something. I wanted to see just what the Encyclopedia Americana had to say about liberty. Then I was going to look up freedom and contrast the two. Didn't get past liberty, though. Rather interesting. They don't really have liberty in the encyclopedia as a separate subhead, a separate heading. But what they did have was libertas, you know, libertas, L-I-B-E-R-T-A-S. It's the goddess of freedom, libertas, the goddess of freedom, right? There's a lot of very close synonyms here, freedom and liberty. By the Greeks, she was invoked by the synonymous title Eleutheria. At Rome, her most famous temple was situated on the Aventine Mount. She was represented by the figure of a woman holding in one hand a cap, that would be the Phrygian cap, and the symbol of liberty, and two poignards, darts or arrows or spears, in the other. We'll pick it up right there for hour number two. Stay with us.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Thomas Jefferson said, paper is poverty, is only the ghost of money and not money itself. Well, here we are in 2010, and we know that all too well. We're in a global recession. The whole world is going for gold to back up their wealth. The only question is, where do you get your gold or precious metals? Forget the banks, forget Wall Street. Don't call a stranger or a fly-by-night gold broker. Get your gold from my guys that I trust at Wholesale Direct Metals. They have a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau and zero complaints by their customers. Wholesale Direct Metals also tries to beat everyone to your door by offering the best prices. Your gold is at your door quick and easy. Call Wholesale Direct Metals right now for free information. 800-806-6936. That's 800-806-6936. 800-806-6936. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
The home of cutting edge talk radio. Online. Worldwide. At OracleBroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, October the 28th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. First hour of this morning's broadcast went in through a basket of news, as we like to do, getting into the economic calendar or things like that off the Bloomberg website, where we discovered gas. We've had a major breakthrough. Unemployment numbers are going down. Everything's cool. It's time to buy a Mercedes, folks. Buy a new house while you're at it. The feds, of course, you know, and so on and so forth. Boehner. Boehner's big in the news this morning. They got a big Boehner out there, and he's going to be the new Speaker of the House, so I'm sure he's going to get a big gavel. I don't know whether he's got a big compass and square to go with that big gavel, but I don't know. He might. He certainly has the Catholic ties to do the job, and then went through a little bit more of other things. As I mentioned, as going into the break, you know, yesterday we've been doing a lot of reading, and I've been dealing with this issue with the city, and I was just really kind of fatigued. And so whenever I'm fatigued, I like to refresh my mind by diving into the encyclopedias, and I did. Looking up Liberty, you know, Encyclopedia Americana, this is 1951 edition. But Liberty by itself didn't appear. But this is the cool thing about encyclopedias and dictionaries, is there's lots of other words around it. You know, it's not like an isolated thing. It's not like doing a Google search, you know, and you just come up with the one thing, you know. Anyway, so I come up with Libertas, the goddess of freedom. By the Greeks, again, she was invoked by the synonymous title Eleutheria, so we'll go and visit with that as well. We do a word search on these sorts of things. I used to type all of this out. Boy, I've got just tons and tons of this stuff typed out back before I was on the Internet. At Rome, her most famous temple was situated on the Aventine Mount. She was represented, now get this, by the figure of a woman holding in one hand a cap. Now, if you've seen that cap, you know that we're talking about the Phrygian cap. This is the same cap of the Jacobins, the Jacobin cap. This is also the French Revolution. And yet, these are symbolically America, Lady Liberty, the Liberty. Always that peculiar pair of spears. Have you noticed that? Oftentimes, even, you know, throughout the Civil War period and the Revolutionary War period, now cartoonists do that a lot, illustrators do that a lot. Lady Liberty standing there with sometimes with one breast exposed, sometimes with both, with her dress rolled down to just above her navel. She does that a lot. That's a favorite pose. But when she's properly clothed, sometimes she will be, oftentimes she will be holding two spears. One of those spears most frequently will have a flag, and if you look at the flag, you can figure out about the time period of the artwork because of the Counting the Stars program. But on the other one, there's a cap up on the top, hiding that spear's point. Now, in my own research, I've come across this so often that I've done a lot of research into it, and so many people say that one with the that one cap that has the Phrygian, or that one spear with the Phrygian cap hiding or concealing the spear point, is the Spear of Destiny. You know, it's been reported that Adolf Hitler had the Spear of Destiny, and it gets passed from one occult group to another. But this would be that spear that was ostensibly used to pierce the side of the Christ on the cross. And this Phrygian cap goes all the way back to those Oriental despotisms that made up the religions of the day in the hundreds of years prior to Christ period. So it's very interesting when you find that little cap, pay attention, look at that. And then also these two spears. So you know that what you're dealing with is the goddess of freedom. We're going back to Greeks. The Greeks and the Greeks. We'll be right back.
Self-expression through creative art is often one of the best forms of therapy. The act of creating, whether by painting, drawing, writing, or performing, allows many people to have an outlet for their talents or discover a new one that they can use to express their emotions when they don't know where else to find support. Empower Yourself is a new online community that allows people struggling with addiction, health issues, parenting, relationships, and more to find support through creative and expressive means. At Empower Yourself, you can share your problems and your creativity with like-minded people. Let Empower Yourself help you grow as an artist, writer, or performer, and at the same time, grow as a person. You can showcase your creations, discuss books, poetry, prose, movies, theater, and find and offer solutions and suggestions for health issues affecting the body and mind. Visit us at empoweryourself.myfreeforum.org. That's empoweryourself.myfreeforum.org. Empower Yourself, empowering individuals to take control of their own lives.
Angels Don't Play This Harp is the definitive work on the harp system written by Dr. Nick Bagage. This book provides indispensable data on this exotic technology. The U.S. military is using the harp system to manipulate the electrojet, a river of electricity that flows thousands of miles through the sky. The electrojet has become a vibrating artificial antenna for sending electromagnetic radiation raining down on the earth. The powers controlling the harp system can use this technology to communicate globally. The harp controllers can manipulate the weather. It's believed harp can be used for particle beam weaponry, but most ominously, harp can electronically manipulate human behavior over great distances. You need to know what harp is because it's already being used on you. Angel, Don't Play This Harp is $18.95 postpaid. To receive your copy, send $18.95 to Christian Media, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530. Again, that's $18.95 to Christian Media, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so we're back again, just kind of tracking down a word or two here this morning. Interesting, you know, I'm always seeking out greater and greater freedom and less tyranny and despotic control. We sometimes get involved with this word liberty, and liberty and freedom are synonymous in Greek, apparently. Libertas, libertas, liberty, freedom, actually. It doesn't say free or liberty, it says freedom. Eleutheria, all right, we found that in our study. Eleutheria, this is the other name. Among the ancient Greeks, it was a festival commemorative of deliverance from the armies of Xerxes. It was instituted after the Battle of Plataea, something like that, 479 B.C., and celebrated annually at that place in the month Mimacterion. Then I have to write that out every time you wrote a check, or nearly corresponding to our September. Very important September. I really believe that if you look at the Bible, well, we needn't go into all of that, but very likely the window is August the 15th, maybe to September the 15th in there would be much more appropriate if you were looking at the time period the Christ was born, as opposed to September. That would be Mimacterion. Nearly corresponding to our September, at the dawn of day, a procession marched through the town, at the head of which trumpeters blew the signal for battle. At midday, a chariot was driven toward the altar, crowned with myrtle and various garlands, and leading behind it a black bull. In front of the altar, the Archon. There's that word again. The Archon. The Archon of Plataea immolated the bull to Jupiter and Mercury, eulogized the heroes who had fallen at Plataea, and sprinkled the ground with wine. Every fifth year, these solemnities were attended by contests, chaplets being the reward of the victors. There are interesting things going on in here. Who are these archons? What does he talk about, these archons, the archon? Let's find out about archons. Of course, in the Bible, you'll find the admonition to the disciples to be not like the others, putting archons above yourself. You should be anarchs. Anarchons, anarchy, anarchist. And why were they concerned about the archons and advised to not be like the others who put the archons over them? Archons, again, encyclopedia study here, same edition. The archons are the highest magistrates in Athens. There was, for a long period, only one archon who possessed for life all the power and dignity of a king. Sure is. That'd be like Barry the Usurper, maybe. Well, no. How about David Rockefeller? That's possibly. Well, Lord Rothschild. Well, now we're getting closer. Very interesting. Again, the highest magistrates in Athens. So these are like, you know, Elena Kagan, right? Sonia Sodomizer. There was, for a long period, only one archon who possessed for life all the power and the dignity of a king, and was chosen from the royal race of Codrus. So now we're into the archons and the Codrus again. The Codrus and the archons. A race of people known as Codrus. Why don't we find them in the history books? What is this race of Codrus? Where do they come from? Why do we have codes? There's an all-out war raging between legal positivism, these magistrates, and the natural law. In the rise of statism, the state is arrogated unto itself. All of the natural law returned is codified. Codrus. Justinian's Code, Justinian's Digest. Codifying laws, Jeremy Bentham, the philosophical radicals. Codrus, the royal race of Codrus. Where did they come from? In 752 B.C., a change was introduced, and the tenure of the archonship was restricted to 10 years. They got term limits. The person appointed being still a member of the royal race. In 714, at least, you know, a couple of weeks before Christ, all right? In 714, the latter condition was abolished and the archonship thrown open to all eupatrids, or nobles. Thrown open to all the nobles. In 683, a still greater change was introduced, the office being now made annual, and its functions distributed among a body of nine. A body of nine Supreme Court justices. I'm curious. the reforms of Ceylon through the archonship open to all who possessed a certain amount of property. The property requirement to serve in office, whether noble by birth or not. And in 477, Aristides made it accessible to all Athenian citizens. Boy, they're going down the slippery slope fast. Without distinction, until 508, the mode of election was by suffrage of the nobles. In other words, you know, we weren't going to have any of these two-fifth men and three-fifth men and red men voting. We weren't going to have any of these indentured Irish servants, you know, none of them voting. No, it would be by suffrage of the nobles, pretty much what the founders had in mind here. Election by lot was then introduced, a ballot. All right, you got the electors, the electoral college, election by lot. Election by lot was then introduced, and the person elected had to undergo a scrutiny before the Senate, that's getting seeking Senate approval, and before the agora in order to the agora. What was that? That would be the farmers, maybe? In order to show that his ancestors had been citizens for three generations. Hey, Barry, you missed out on this. The archons had a better plan, okay? Three generations. Can you show that, Barry? I don't think so. The first, and had to swear to obey the laws. I mean, how many times did it take him to do the oath of office? The first of the nine archons was called the archon, and sometimes the archon eponymous, because he gave his name to the year in all public records. It would be the first year of the archon eponymous. He had the care of minors and orphans. Curious. He had the care of minors and orphans and had to superintend some of the festivals. So, you know, he had to look after the children and the orphans. You know, he'd come out from time to time with his fish hat and, you know, bless the festivals. Kind of cool. Kind of a good gig. Upon him, the second archon was called the King Archon. Upon him chiefly devolved the care of the religious concerns of the people. So much for the separation of church and state, huh? In connection with, he had to act as prosecutor of murderers and offenders against religion. Kind of picking up the role of the Black Pope there. The third archon had the name of Polemarch, and was originally entrusted with the superintendence of military matters, confined to the protection and superintendence of the resident aliens. Unalienable rights? Resident aliens? The plot thickens.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known, with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today.
The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Radio X. With your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So looking into and making an inquiry into liberty, Libertatis, led us off into the Archons, Eleutheria, and so on and so forth, and to try not to do what I did earlier this week, put my foot in my mouth by quoting the wrong stuff in the chat room in regards to the Bible, got a little bit of a lesson, but I did have it right, I just had it wrong, if you know what I mean. I was asking the chatters how many times in the Bible the word devil appeared, and seemed to have my idea all mixed up in there, but I had remembered from Bible study that I used to do a lot until about 8 years ago or thereabouts when I pretty well set it aside. But how many times in the Bible does the word Lucifer come into the play? All right, it only appears once, and it's in Isaiah, where I think it's 42:16. Don't quote me on that. Look it up for yourselves. But I had it mistaken with the devil, and that's an interesting one, too, by the way, and Satan. You know, we talk about the Luciferians and Satan and the devil and all that. Very interesting words, though. If you look them up and study them in the Greek, certainly Michael Vail is well-versed in all of this. He'd even be able to pronounce this stuff correctly. But when we think about the Archons, it was a Bible study that helped me to find that long, long time ago when I was studying the book of Mark in the 10th chapter and beginning about verse 35, but we'll just go up a little bit. And see what we got here. Let's see where would be the best place to start. Let's try 41. And when the 10 heard it, they began to be much displeased with James and John. But Jesus called them to him and saith unto them, this again is Mark 10 and 42 in the author of the Revised Version. Let's see what they call this thing, the King James Version, but it's not the one that everybody likes to have. It's not the first. I like this Bible. But anyway, but Jesus called them to him and saith unto them, ye know, they which are accounted to rule over the Gentiles exercise lordship over them, and their great ones exercise authority upon them. All right. We'll come back to that verse. But so shall it not be among you. But whosoever will be great among you shall be your minister, and whosoever of you will be the chiefest shall be the servant of all. For even the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, and to give his life a ransom for many. So the advice here, the calling to the disciples was that ye know that they which are accounted to rule over the Gentiles. Now that rule over is the key phrase. One of the reasons why I like this particular Bible that I'm reading out of is because it's a study Bible, and it's called a key word study Bible, and it includes both the Strong's concordances for the Greek and the Hebrew and the Chaldean in the back, and all of the key words in all of the verses are numbered. So that you can figure out just what were the Bible translators trying to come up with when they created the English version. and the Textus Receptus and other places. But it's this concept to rule over. To rule over is 757 in Strong's Greek, and it leads you to an interesting series of words for those that like to do word studies. It leads you to a very interesting series of words that has everything in the world to do with arc, A-R-C-H. And, you know, we have the Arc de Triomphe, you know, we got Trajan's Arc, and we've got all these arcs around. And making an arc was really the mystery, one of the great mysteries of the Mason. The master mason can make the arc. But even in this, we have an arc architect, you know, the master builder. They're listed right here, too. Let me see if I can find it. The print is, yes, it's an architectron. Architecton. It's Strong's number 753. He's the architect or the master builder. And, of course, he's a chief constructor. The architect, the master builder, right? You've heard this over and over again in the secret societies. But this number 757 is rather unusual in that it is arco. It's a primitive verb to be the first in political power or rank, to reign or to rule over. And so when we think about anarchs and anarchy, and we did a study on that a long time ago where I shared that very verse, and we looked into this little section here, we started to come to understand that anarchy is not need not necessarily be an opposition to organized government, because we have government no matter where we are, where we go, there we are. And we'll have government with us. We have government when we live by ourselves individually, and we have government when we have a family, and we have government whenever we live in society. We naturally do that. It creates harmony. So anarchy is not a resistance to government at all, but it happens to be a resistance to these kind of archons, the highest magistrates in Athens, ones to rule over. And, you know, the Hebrew boys, you know, they were concerned about other countries having kings. And so rather than being subject to their creator, they decided to be subject to man. And you can see where it got us. Anyway, the race, this royal race of Codrus, very interesting development in there. So this is getting us back into this. The second archon, again, go on third. The rest of the archons were called Thesmothetrae and exercised a general supervision over the laws of the state in the rise of statism. There's an all-out war raging between legal positivism and the natural law. Whatever the archons say has the force of law. Rather interesting. Set that aside. You're doing some studies, you know, from Quigley. So back to this Eleutheria again. We have that. What do we have over here? Ah, the Codrus. Let's go to this. Let's see if I can find it in here. I must have it. Here it is. Codrus. Codrus. C-O-D-R-U-S. Again, this is out of the Encyclopedia Americana. Just simple things, you know, if you're homeschooling or a young one, or maybe expanding your own understanding, and you can pick up a set of encyclopedias cheapo. Now, this is a great way to expand your understanding. You can develop an encyclopedic understanding of the world, at least as is presented by the encyclopedists, which are not always accurate or true, but a good set of encyclopedias will have lots of footnotes and bibliography references where you can go out and study more. It leads you into many different things. Codrus, the 17th and the last king of Athens. This is a family. This is a royal family, the royal race. But Codrus was the 17th and the last king of Athens. Of course, there's Sparta and Troy and Athens. Tradition tells that during his reign, Attica was attacked by the Dorians, or, according to some, by the inhabitants of the Peloponnesus, or the Thracians. And, of course, for a lot of that, you can pick up a copy of the Peloponnesian Wars, of which Thucydides was the historian, and find out much more about it. The assailants, inquiring of an oracle, what would be the result of their incursion, received for an answer that they would be successful if they avoided killing the Athenian king. Codrus, becoming acquainted with this answer, resolved to sacrifice himself for his country. He disguised himself in a peasant's dress, entered the enemy's camp, provoked a quarrel with the soldiers, and was slain. The Athenians, upon hearing of this, sent a herald to demand the body of their king. The courage of the assailants was so dampened that they retired without striking a blow. In honor of their patriotic monarch, the Athenians abolished the royal dignity, substituting that of a responsible archon, esteeming no one worthy to be the successor of Codrus. They also used his name as a common term to express a man of distinguished excellence. Archons, archists, anarchy, anarchist. So that's rather unusual. Now, in the same place, in the encyclopedia, we looked at Libertas. We find many others. We'll go into Liberal Party here a little bit. We'll go into Libertines, the Liberal Unionist Party, the Liberal Republican Party, and more right after these words. Stay tuned.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network. Visit us online at oraclebroadcasting.com.
Recently published long-term studies have added to concerns that cell phone radiation may be linked to various human health effects. Mobile phone radiation heats the side of the head and thermoelectrically interacts with the brain. Bluetooth devices and unshielded headsets convert the user's head into an effective, potentially self-harming antenna. Pong is the first scientifically proven radiation form-fitting case that protects your iPhone and latest BlackBerry models from the rigors of heavy-duty use. Pong uses a patent physics-based solution to redirect the flow of this energy. Pong also reduces intense EFI hotspot radiation by over 85%. Pong's special silicone formula guarantees that your phone maintains full signal strength and battery life. Pong is certified by FCC-accredited test agencies to reduce cell phone radiation using the SAR analysis method. To get yours today, go to the oraclebroadcasting.com website and click on the banner in the center of the page that says Reduce Radiation Now.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the oraclebroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to oraclebroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Thomas Jefferson said, "Paper is poverty, is only the ghost of money and not money itself." Well, here we are in 2010, and we know that all too well. We're in a global recession. The whole world is going for gold to back up their wealth. The only question is, where do you get your gold or precious metals? Forget the banks, forget Wall Street. Don't call a stranger or a fly-by-night gold broker. Get your gold from my guys that I trust at Wholesale Direct Metals. They have a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau and zero complaints by their customers. Wholesale Direct Metals also tries to beat everyone to your door by offering the best prices. Your gold is at your door quick and easy. Call Wholesale Direct Metals right now for free information. 800-806-6936. That's 800-806-6936. 800-806-6936. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so delving quickly back into a history, the evolution of civilizations, an introduction to historical analysis by Carol Quigley, just to kind of complete something where we left off yesterday, just before we go into the age of conflict, the stage four in his seven stages, just to close this out, the growing class conflicts, again, arise from the increasing tensions of evolution. From the obvious conflicts of interest between a society adapted to expansion and the vested interests controlling the controlling the uninvested surpluses of the institution of expansion, who fear social change more than anything else. If you go back and look at this time, Helen, the Hellenes, Hellenistic time, Attica and all of that, the beginning, Athens, Sparta, oh my, all of that time period. Do you see that so many of the roots that we have, this history that we have repeated over and over and over and over again? And again, it says here, usually there is a majority of the frustrated struggling against the minority of vested interests. And we saw that in this development from the Codrus, the 17th, the king, the 17th in the line here of this royal family, the 17th king of Athens, where nobody felt that he was, you know, could ever be replicated, that his line needed to end. And so they swapped over from these kings to the archons. They went from kings of royal race and blood to this adulterated delusion of magistrates, the archons. If you find the master builders, they come in. It's like the Trojan horse. They come into the gate. Again, a frustrated struggling against the minority of vested interests, although usually neither side has any clear idea of the real issues at stake or what would give a workable solution to the crisis. And we find ourselves in this situation, as Alan Watt has said on his broadcast in the past, there's a reason and then there's a real reason. And we're not given the real issues. You know, we report the news, partly for the humor involved in them, partly to track the great number of Jews that are in the news. When you read Bloomberg, you know, Michael, I bought New York's mayorship, Bloomberg, that guy, 16, kill it, that fellow. But we really don't get the real issues. We need to ferret those out. It takes Blacklisted News and Michael Vail and Mike Chambers and the other hosts to really ferret it out, you know, dig into all of the issues in great detail. All programs for sharing the surplus of the few among the discontented. All programs for sharing the surplus of the few. We've been hearing about the surplus of the few lately in the news, where William, you know, Gates, Bill Gates, and Soros, and Warren Buffett, and all these guys, they're going to pony up. And who was that guy? Job, I guess it was, or whoever that guy is that is Apple founder. They're all going to give away more of their money. Money. They're going to give away more of their money to the peoples, the little people. Not directly to the little peoples. They're going to finance programs and systems. And because they have monopoly interest in those programs and systems, what little they give away, they'll get back in spades, right? All programs for sharing the surplus of the few. Robin Peter to pay Paul, redistribution of wealth. Among the discontented, many are worse than useless. You know, so many times it doesn't build self-reliance. Remember Boner? You know, he's out there champion for the entrepreneurs. He comes from a hard work ethic, raised himself up by his own bootstraps, right? Maybe $6.6 million of value worth, net worth, maybe. But again, all programs for sharing the surplus of the few among the discontented, many are worse than useless. I mean, this is something we need to be careful of, that when all of this agitation about against the archons, the anarchs, the archons, the archis, the codrus, all the agitation against them, we need to make certain that our cure is not worse than the disease. We need to make certain that we have a replacement set. It is so easy to destroy. It is so difficult to build, even for a master builder. Your program, your materials are disordered. From this you must build order, as Cazidier said during the French Revolution, which we'll touch on in a moment here. But all programs, again, for sharing the surplus of the few among the discontented, many are worse than useless, since expansion can be resumed only if the three necessary elements of an instrument of expansion are provided, and the dissipation of surpluses among a large mass of consumers will not provide any one of these three necessary elements. Throwing more money at the problem, money, as Alfred Eddix likes to say, throwing more money isn't going to solve the problem. You're going to have to get down to the basics, and they're not addressing the basics. But that's why the little people didn't get any of the money of the trillions loaned into existence to bail out the bankers. On the contrary, most revolutionary programs aroused by the failure of the third element, investment, will merely make the crisis more acute. Of course, Rahm Emanuel never wants to have a good crisis go into waste. So on the contrary, most revolutionary programs aroused by the failure of the third element, investment, will merely make the crisis more acute by destroying the second element, the accumulation of surplus. The only sensible or workable solution, again, this is Carol Quigley writing, another Jesuit here, Boner and Jesuits, The only sensible or workable solution to the crisis of the civilization would be to reform, reformation, or circumvent the old institution of expansion by establishing again the three basic elements of any instrument of expansion. Now, so when Benjamin Shalom Bernanke and Mr. Alan Green, I have Greenhand, Greenspan, they're always looking at the back. See, well, what did we do in 1929? What did we do in 1913? What did we do back then? And then they just bring it back out. Why? Well, because the only sensible solution to the crisis would be to reform or circumvent the old institution of expansion by establishing, again, the three basic elements of any instrument of expansion. They know how the system works. They've used it before. They just have to adapt it to the new period of expansion, and expand they will. Sustainable development is sustaining the environmental and developmental concerns, sustaining demand for their products or their expansion. Since the disgruntled masses know nothing about such things, it's the little people, you won't know what's in it until we pass it, Nancy Pelosi, and since the vested interest do not know much more, you don't expect any hope from your local elected officials there in the dark, too, and are usually concentrating their energies on an effort to defend their vested interests. Isn't there truth in that? A new instrument of expansion, if it appears, usually does so by accident and through the path of circumvention rather than by reform. If any new instrument of expansion does come into existence, the civilization begins to expand, the tension of evolution and the crisis subside, and the civilization is once again in stage three. So even though Quigley has identified these seven basic stages, and as Auguste Comte developed his law of three stages, it need not necessarily imply that once you go from transition from one stage to the other, that you won't be forced back down into the earlier stage again and again and again. And just as we see with the price of gold, going up and up and up, and then down and down, then up and up and up, and gaining more and more support as it tries to break new thresholds and gain new ground. It tries to expand, which is not to say that it cannot contract, but it's on an upward trend where the trend is your friend. And so this idea that so old Libertas, the goddess of freedom, now that'll give you a pause, you're championing for liberty, Greek goddess, all right? Anyway, it's been used in many, many different ways. So let's think about liberal versus conservative. Now, we're not going to get into conservative because we're looking at libertine. We're looking at libertas. So the liberal party, all right? Now, this, again, right out of the encyclopedia in 1951, things that were known at the time I came onto this planet. Liberal party. In politics, it's the party which claims to be distinctively that of reform and progress, with a view to increased political power of the people. My goodness. So everybody that's championing for my rights, 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 are liberals. Well, I thought we were conservatives. Well, as I've shared with you in the past, what was conservative in my youth is liberal today, and what was liberal then is conservative today. Once you get a taste of sex, drugs, and rock and roll, it's kind of hard to give it up. You think that's conservative, and it's not. But again, liberal party in politics is the party which claims to be distinctively that of reform, the reform party, and progress, the progressives, with a view to increased political power of the people, power to the people, right on, right on, freedom of the soul, and to extending privileges to the masses. Most European countries have a liberal party. This is kind of like, let them eat cake, throwing bones to the crowd. Most European countries have a liberal party, But in several of them, such as Belgium and France, liberalism has lost heavily owing to the rapid spread of socialist doctrine. Well, we'll be right back.
Self-expression through creative art is often one of the best forms of therapy. The act of creating, whether by painting, drawing, writing, or performing, allows many people to have an outlet for their talents or discover a new one that they can use to express their emotions when they don't know where else to find support. Empower Yourself is a new online community that allows people struggling with addiction, health issues, parenting, relationships, and more to find support through creative and expressive means. At Empower Yourself, you can share your problems and your creativity with like-minded people. Let Empower Yourself help you grow as an artist, writer, or performer, and at the same time, grow as a person. You can showcase your creations, discuss books, poetry, prose, movies, theater, and find and offer solutions and suggestions for health issues affecting the body and mind. Visit us at empoweryourself.myfreeforum.org. That's empoweryourself.myfreeforum.org. Empower Yourself, empowering individuals to take control of their own lives.
Angels Don't Play This Harp is the definitive work on the harp system written by Dr. Nick Bagage. This book provides indispensable data on this exotic technology. The U.S. military is using the harp system to manipulate the electrojet, a river of electricity that flows thousands of miles through the sky. The electrojet has become a vibrating artificial antenna for sending electromagnetic radiation raining down on the Earth. The powers controlling the harp system can use this technology to communicate globally. The harp controllers can manipulate the weather. It's believed harp can be used for particle beam weaponry, but most ominously, harp can electronically manipulate human behavior over great distances. You need to know what harp is because it's already being used on you. Angel, Don't Play This Harp is $18.95 postpaid. To receive your copy, send $18.95 to Christian Media, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530. Again, that's $18.95 to Christian Media, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So we're looking a little bit further into this Liberal Party thing. I guess we could go into the Eleusinian Mysteries. We're in the same section of Encyclopedia, but we won't. Get into the secret societies perhaps on another time. This is kind of a secret society, too, here called the Liberal Party. Most European countries, again, have a Liberal Party, but in several of them, such as in Belgium and France, liberalism has lost heavily owing to the rapid spread of socialist doctrines, which involve economic and industrial rather than political reform. Economic and industrial doctrines rather than political reform. It's all about sustainable development, sustaining environmental and developmental concerns. Continuing, in Great Britain, liberal and conservative ministries follow each other at irregular intervals. Left, right, left, right. And on the whole, the system has worked well. Carol Quigley pegged it straight on. Give the little people a sense that they actually can vote them out, right? The greatest of modern liberal leaders was William E. Gladstone, but his introduction in 1886 of the Irish Home Rule and land purchase bills alienated many of his supporters, the land purchase bills. It's kind of what's going on right now, isn't it, with the foreclosure fraud? Breaking the chain of title, implementing Karl Mordecai Marx's number one plank, the abolition of private property. Who can say who owns what when the chain of title has been broken and there are missing links? On the question of the war policy in South Africa in 1899 to 1901, the liberal opposition was split into several groups and blah, blah, blah. End of article. Here's the next one. In a long chain of articles like this, Liberal Republican Party. In American politics, a party organized in 1872 by Republicans who were dissatisfied with General Ulysses S. Grant, first administration as president, at a convention held by them in Cincinnati. I thought the Republicans were the conservatives, but apparently here they had a whole party, liberal. I guess these were the neocons of the Ulysses S. Grant time period. At a convention held by them in Cincinnati, so now we've got a key date here, 1872, we're talking about an organized political party, an established political party, holding a convention. The conventions are very important, by the way, to determining when these parties were born. At a convention held by them in Cincinnati, you know, Cincinnatus, the Order of Cincinnatus, that was the military order of honor that Auguste Comte was given. He was the last one that was given the Order of Cincinnatus. That's George Washington's military badge of honor for service in the Revolutionary War. George Shultz was elected as its president, and a platform was adopted demanding civil service reform. Funny. Same sort of stuff was coming down in England under Jeremy Bentham. Coming up with all of this sort of stuff at this time period. This is when we really embarked on the slippery slope towards socialism. Of course, Karl Mordecai Marx was writing for the New York Times at this time period, too. The greatest of, dropping down further here, the Liberal Reform. Here we are. Horace Greeley and Benjamin Gratz Brown were named for president and vice president. Wasn't Horace Greeley a correspondent with Karl Marx? I might be mistaken on that one, but it sure feels right. This platform and these nominations were adopted by the regular Democratic Convention of that year. What? The platform of the Liberal Republican Party was adopted by the regular Democratic Convention of that year? But dissensions arose, and other candidates were nominated, the result being that the Republican nominee, General Grant, was elected by an overwhelming majority, and the Liberal Republican Party was thereafter practically dead until it was resurrected, which it's been many times. Then there's the Liberal Unionist Party in British politics, a party formed in 1886 by the Liberals under the leadership of the Marquis of Hartington, who objected to William E. Gladstone's Irish government and land purchase bills as being dangerous to the empire. Still talking about empire building. They gained their immediate objects by coalescing with the Conservatives, and in the election which followed the defeat of the Gladstonian ministry, they succeeded in returning some 80 members to Parliament. They have since acted with the Conservatives. So the Liberal Unionist Party merges with the Conservative Party. What is liberal? And what is conservative? Call yourself a conservative voter? Are you? Can you define it? Can you put it on the map for us? Here's another one, libertines. A name that has been given to various liberal organizations. One is a sect of fanatics. Oh, my. In the 16th century in the Netherlands. Good morning, soul. And Belgium, who maintained that nothing is sinful but to those who think it's sinful, and that perfect innocence is to live without doubt. Everything is relative, and that is the only absolute. That's the way Auguste Comte went after it. Do as thou wilt, for that is the whole of the law. That's that 11-word formula by Aleister Crowley. They advocated community of goods and gave themselves the name of spirituals, capital S, spirituals, the community of goods. Right? Kibbutzism, communism, communitarianism. Two, a faction of the Hellenistic Jews who attacked Stephen, as told in Acts 6, verse 9. The Liberal Party in Geneva opposed Calvin, John Calvin, his theocracy. Okay. Libertines. The only party, the early Anabaptists. The use of the term did not often imply loose morals, and many think the libertine Jews of the time of Christ were more properly called Libistines or Libyans, after Libya in Africa. Here's another one. This one we all need to chart well on the map. Liberty, equality, fraternity. A well-known motto of the French Revolution. Equality in this connection means equality before the law and the absence of class privileges. How many times have you heard when somebody said that all men were created equal, that what they were talking about was equality before the law? So we're basically that the French Revolution is just invoking our Declaration of Independence or vice versa. After all, the good Dr. Franklin and others were making beelines back and forth between Paris and Washington, or New York, really, properly, all the time. Liberty, equality, fraternity. What is that fraternity thing? That's the Brotherhood of Man, right? That's the Masonic Lodge. Etc. The motto gives title to a work by Sir J.F. Stevens. And then it goes on a very interesting and lengthy article that we won't have time for today on religious liberty. But religious liberty is a very interesting thing. We'll get into liberty of the press, Liberty Party, and others in the future. I just throw it out there for your consumption, this idea of libertatis. You have to be careful of things that we embrace. It's the goddess of freedom. You need to be equally careful about, like, the Hittites, for instance, in Sibel or Gaia. None of these are new terms. These go way back. Go back to the Plato's cave and beyond that, even earlier than that, Plato's cave. There's somebody else that I was thinking of. Who is he? Let's see if I can get him quickly. Let's see. I'll be honest, no, not going to get it. Not enough time, running out of time. Well, there are other people that have had lots of influence and have written about this idea. But study your history very carefully, and I think you'll find that this libertas is worthy of your study and inquiry. Find out something about this, and the archons, and the archis, and the codras, and Boner. Going to be the new Speaker of the House. Going to be wielding the gavel. The anal beads are going to go back to San Francisco. And then we'll have to watch. We'll have to watch on Manta.com and see the transition where it's no longer Nancy Pelosi as the operator of this corporation known as the House, U.S. House of Representatives. It'll be Boehner or Boner. I mean, really, it's Boeing, isn't it? It's an aircraft company. We don't call it baying, do we? That's what a dog does. That's B-A-Y-I-N-G. I'll call him Boner. I think it's phonetically correct. Until the next time, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known, with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells.
derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cardivite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Does Ordinary Talk Radio give you the flaws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.